So we're going to look at the Sfasemes to Shnas Tuf Reish Lamed Gimel in these editions of the Sfasemes on Sefer Shmos. It's page 248. The Medrash that he quotes remarks on the fact that if people are giving a donation, they're not taking, and V'yikuli means they should take. V'yikuli Truma means take a donation. Hayhu d'ksiv, ki lekach toiv nosati lochem. Peirosi al tazoivu. I'm giving you the opportunity to have me. I'm giving you an opportunity to have your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Take that opportunity, because it's a lekach toiv. So that's the answer in one sentence to the question, what are we supposed to be taking if we're actually giving? And what we are receiving, the Medrash goes on to say, is tov because it has all value, it has all meaning. The words of Torah are nechmadim mizov, mipozrov, so that they have value over and above anything else in the world. Imros Hashem Tahoros Kesef Tzaruf, so it's compared to Kesef, compared to Zav. So by having a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which of course is always through Torah, we are taking, we are receiving. So let's look inside in the words of the Sfasemes, the Kasha Mava Yikhu. Vayitnu havalei lemeimar. It should say, Bnei Yisrael should give. Ach, but, ki eich yuchal adam basav adam litein, davar ma l'Hashem Yisbarach. So the first thing he says is, can you really give something to the Ribono Shel Olam? Of course not. Everything is his. We're not giving, rak harotzoin, your desire. What do you want? What is your energy dedicated toward? What is it that urges you along? What do you have desire for? Not personally, but what do you desire? What is your ratzon? Ulekichas nefesh ha'odom l'nesina zu. What we do is take our energy, take our capacity to want something to happen, take that energy and then invest it in the nesina. Take your neshama, take your entire being, the essence of what you are, and dedicate that when you give whatever it is that materially you're going to give. It's the shell of the actual devotion is just the thing, the price that you're going to pay with what you give and for what you give is what it means to you. That's the real value. Whether it's gold or silver or bronze or whether it's tchelos or argamon, whatever it might be. But what you should take is yourself, your rotzon. Harotzon ulekichas nefesh ha'odom l'nesinazu. Take your being. Put yourself into your giving. That it be, therefore, a meaningful, complete act and not robotics. Ze ikar ha-mechuvan. That's what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. V'hainu d'chsiv lekach toiv. Shekol ha-mitzvah yisum ma'isim toivim. Ha-ikar ha-rotzoin la'asoyisam. The most important thing is not what you do, but the reason why you do it, the energy behind it, the drive to accomplish great things. It's through that that a mitzvah becomes truly an accomplishment. An accomplishment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciates. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is related to. When you relate to Hashem by doing one of His mitzvahs, you relate to Him if and when the mitzvah is done with the energy and the verve and the devotion that Hashem ultimately wants, because that's what He wants. He doesn't want the outside shell or just the physical action. Rachmana Liba boy.
that I was thinking of.
Chmana liba boy. He wants your heart. He wants your oomph. He wants your oomph. There's no better word for it. It's the person's energy, the person's oomph. It is that part of a person that is his most personal human aspect. Kivadei Hashem Yisbarach osa liyois elu hamitzvos tluyin b'maisa ha'adam. Of course, the mitzvos depend upon what we do, but he wants sheyisoyder al yidei maisa zu ad Hashem Yisbarach mamish. He wants that when we do a mitzvah, we are awakened to our presence in his world and awakened to the fact that we are his. And when we do the mitzvah, we are in complete sync with that reality. We are completely his and a part of what he wants because we're doing his ratzon. My ratzon is now his ratzon. His ratzon is my ratzon. Like the Mishnah Navi says, Batel ratzoncha. Because that way, what your ratzon is his ratzon. That's how it happens that we are, in the words of the Fasemes, Ad Hashem Yisbarach, Mamish, that you've reached him, as it were, in reality. Aval ha'adam tzorach leida, ki hu rochek mihamitzvah ma'oid. Really, we are very far from really doing the mitzvah that way, and with that complete sense of alignment with the Ratzayin HaBayrei, val yidei bitul atzmusoi, el kedushas ha'mitzvah, when we say, look, I devote myself totally. This is a holy mitzvah. I may not fully understand and grasp, I don't fully appreciate this mitzvah. But al yidei bitul atzmusoi el kedushas ha'mitzvah ul hisboinen b'zichiyazu, by my thinking, what a tremendous opportunity this is. What a tremendous merit I have. How fortunate am I? Asher kedushonu b'mitzvosof, who has given me the possibility of being holy. Being holy. I'm holy because I'm going to do a mitzvah. So I'm going to become holy while I do the mitzvah. I am the vehicle. I'm the keli. I'm the vessel of holiness because I'm doing the Ritzayin HaBayri. Think about that. Asher al yidei ma'isov magia tikunin b'chol ha'olamos, so that what we do makes the world and makes the universe a better, a more perfected entity, Ad Hashem Yisbarach Mamash, such that it is in the interest and it aligns with the will of Hashem in reality. So a person has to devote himself that way to every mitzvah. And that's really why in Chassidus it's so important to say before we do a mitzvah, to say, I'm doing this because this is the Ratzayin HaBayrei. And by doing this, the world is going to be better because Hashem knows how and why. So the mitzvah becomes a true mitzvah that's happening before the Ribbono Shel Olam, the way he wants it to be, meaning it reaches him. Uvechol davar ha'ika ha'haschala v'haratzayin. In everything, what do you begin with? How do you begin? How do you start? What's your disposition to this mitzvah? What's your disposition to your relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And what do you want? What does it mean to you? Ma'achakach, Hashem Yisbarach misayeya, then Hashem Yisbarach helps us, sheyuchal ha'odom lasis ha'mitzvah gam b'poil. Then we are helped to actually accomplish whatever it is that the mitzvah entails. Zehu shekosiv, that's what David HaMelech means when he says, l'keel gomer alai. I want, I begin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps me. V'zehu shekosuv, and that's why in this medrash it says that here, when you give the Trumas HaMishkan, when you are involved in the Torah, and when you are involved in mitzvahs, if you take yourself and apply yourself that way, this mekach, this attainment, shenasati lechem, in the words of this medrash, yesh boi kesef, yesh boi zohov, and he's, furthermore, not only do you have these extensions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah and his mitzvahs. But in the words of the Medrash, V'yesh lecha mekach shemi shemachroi nimkar imoy. Not only are you buying Torah and mitzvahs, you're actually receiving HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Yisrael, Marcharti lachem Torasi. I've given you my Torah. I'm just reading from the Medrash, Medrash Rabbah. Marcharti lachem Torasi. Kivayochol, it's as if nimkarti imo. I'm being sold to you as well. You're buying me. I mean, these are words which it would be almost blasphemous to say such a thing. What do you mean? You're buying a Kaddish Baruch Hu? Yeah. You're relating to him to the point where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says kivayachol anthropomorphically, so to say, I'm yours. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I'm yours. You know, when somebody's in love with somebody, so that's commonly what would be said. I'm yours. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, when you take the Torah and you do the mitzvahs, when you commit yourself, when this kicha happens, you know what you're going to get by giving and building the Mishkan, by doing this mitzvah, by making a world in which I can bring my Shekhinah? I'm yours. Kivayachol nimkarti imo, the Medrash says. V'zehu shekosov nimkar imo. I'm with you, l'sayaya kefir retzayin ha'adam k'nizkir la'el. That I'm with you, and I'm with you in your action, with you in your life, with you in your ways of mitzvah and ma'asim tovim. I'm with you. I'm fully aligned with you. I'm with you. The tremendous, tremendous expression of an affinity that we can have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and that Hashem wants to have with us. And that's why He asks us to create holiness in space, in having a Mishkan and a Mikdash Ma'at and a Shul, and in filling our lives with acts of mitzvah so we will be with Him and He will be with us. Now, we're going to look at the idea as it's expressed in Tuf Reish Lamed Dalet on page 249. Again, he says, V'kosha da'havale l'mema yitnu, not v'yikhu, perish Rashi Zal, yafrishuli mimamayinam nedavo. As she says, truma means to separate a donation. V'nira shezeh ha'bechina seperish adam davar mishaloi umavdilu l'Hashem Yisbaruch choshev lefanov yoyser miguf hanesina. Rashi is trying to hint at the fact that this, that you set something aside, the hafrasha, before you give anything, just that you set something aside and say, this is different from everything else I have. This is for the Ribono Shel Olam. This hafrasha, that devotion, that moment when you say, this I'm giving, I'm devoting, I'm donating, I'm directing it, I'm putting my desire for it and directing it and pointing it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Before you give anything. That's why sometimes that the idea of pledging is an idea of devotion. It's an expression of devotion. Before you write a check, before you give a donation, before you put the money in the pushka, I want to give. So Rashi, when he says, Yafrishuli mimamaynam, as opposed to yitnu, Rashi also leaves out the idea of giving, but says the whole point of truma means before you give, to say, what I have is special because I'm making it Hashem's. Even before I actually present it, give it through Moshe Rabbeinu and through the Chachamim, who are going to create the Mishkan with the raw material. Because after all, Kili HaKesef, Liazov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's all mine anyway. Va'oisoi hanedivus b'sha'as maise ha'odom l'haniach heftzov Ba'avur Hashem Yisbarach Hu Alekicha. That's what a person is taking. He's taking hold of his Ratzon and using it for a fantastic purpose, as we saw in Tafresh Lamed Gimel. That's Nedivus, that devotion. At the time that a person takes his item and says, it's not for me, it's for Hashem, before he actually gives it. That's Lekicha. Sh'al yedei ha-lekicha misremim ha-dover la-Hashem yisbarach. By taking it that way, by regarding it that way, by infusing and investing it with that attitude and with that energy on the human being's part, with his heart and his mind, that's the Lekicha. That's what you're getting. You're taking something by giving it to Hashem. The thing becomes misraimim. The thing becomes uplifted. The item becomes kadosh. It becomes now something that was once yours, but now is, because of you, special. You've made it special. You've made it uplifted. You've made it holy. V'nikra truma kimi ola shemayim. Rak sha'al yedei nedivus ha'adam. This sense of devotion, because it's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake, this devotion is something that you have created. You have created this devotion, and that devotion bonds you to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ve'isa. Now he's quoting from the Gemara in Be'ya. Truma niteles b'machshava. Truma can actually be separated just by saying, b'machshava, I want to give, you know, such and such a percentage from the left side, the far side, the south side, the north side of my pile of grain. You don't have to physically remove it to render it truma. That's the power of the thought and desire. Shalidei machshava v'rotzein toiv nitelas u'mistrei memes ad l'shamayim. You don't have to physically move it, but by what you want, you render it and change it entirely.
But machshava requires speech or not?
No.
Does that require speech?
No. U'mitzvah zu neheges b'chol dover liyos b'chelik l'Hashem Yisbarach. In everything that we do, we should do with Hashem in mind. There should be a chelik l'Hashem in everything. Even in the Dvar Rishus, which is just something we're allowed to do. But it should be connected to and ultimately devoted to our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'asu li mikdash hu b'chol ma'ase ha'adam. V'asu li mikdash means that the way you live should be in a priestly way. You should be a mamlechus kainim v'gai kadosh. So everything you do the way a person would, thinking, I'm in the temple of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And many of us have heard the expression that the human body should be treated that way. The human body should be respected. The human body, hayos, that it's a place for the neshama. So the guf itself is a temple, so to speak. Because it has the godliness of the neshama within it. Now, he says a fantastic idea here. Everybody knows that the Mishnah in Truma says that when you are giving Truma, unlike Maisi, which is the definitive set 1/10, Truma is as much as or as little as you want Menatayra. But Chazal say, if it's an ayin tayv, if you give with a sense of largesse and kindness, it's going to be 1/40. Beinoni, on average, it'll be 1/50. But ayin ra, the minimum would be echad mishishim, 1/60 of your crop, of your grain, of your oil, or of your wine. Why 1/60? He says, "Ki kishiyesh mashahu rotzen laHashem yuzbarach." When there's a mashahu, when there's a certain amount that still is for Hashem yuzbarach's sake, shlo yia pochus mishishim. It should not be less than 1/60. She's batel beretzaynus hachitzaynim, that they not be completely overwhelmed and cancelled, negated by other desires, interests, and attitudes toward what you have. Rak echod mishishim nishmar laniach mokum lochol olav shem shemayim. A fantastic idea. Everybody knows that when it comes to something being holy, or allowed or mutar as opposed to isr v'heter in the better expression. So, but here, of course, we mean holy. But when something has proper flavor and powerful flavor, it would be more than one part in 61. It would be one part in 60. So if it only is one part in 61, it's overwhelmed, it's bottle, it's bottle, it's gone, right? So it's not here. So in the case of a small drop of milk that fell into the soup, if there is more than 60 parts soup, then there is this drop of milk. So it's bottle, it's like it's not there. Well, that's the idea here. You can't give less truma, Chazal say, than one part in 60, because then it would be batel. Meaning, the whole point is to take what you have and say, what do I want with it? If at least 1/60th of my ratzon is that it be holy, that it be Hashem's, so then it's holy. And that desire on my part is significant. But if what I would give over is less than 1/60th, then it's overwhelmed by the other parts that are much more interesting to me, and I have desires for them selfishly, perhaps, and those are the mainstay, and they completely overwhelm the small little bit of would-be ratzon that would have been devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he's taking the idea of batel b'shishim, the classic idea of something being overwhelmed in Shishim, and saying that's the reason why when it comes to Truma, the minimum is 1 in 60. Because at least, if I gave 1 in 60, I've taken something and said, lachol olav, that it should have upon it, that there should be in it a chalois, meaning a presence, a reality of Shem Shemayim in part of what I have, meaning I have a significant, not huge, but a significant enough aspect of my human will. There's some of my oomph, some of my human will and desire, which is for Hashem. Witness the fact that I gave at least echod mishishim in truma. Al yidei zeh misremem hamaisa kulai. This ratzon is what makes the whole idea of giving something that's significant, something that's uplifted, something that's special. The Torah says, from all people, however their hearts desire, whatever kinds of devotion they may have, because after all, people are different. Perish. There are all kinds of desires and ideas that people have about what they own and how they should use it and what they should do with it and what they aspire for it and what they think it can and should be and how. Don't complicate it. Just say it's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's true. Everybody else's personal ratzon is very personal. Nobody has the same ratzon for his things as I has for my things. Everybody has their own way of relating to their material goods and what they think of and how they feel about those goods. But one thing we can all share, each in our own way, to say, this I want for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So whatever kind of nedivus and ritzainus, whatever kinds of devotion and desires are found in our hearts, b'lev ha'adam, yifrushu truma. We should be pirish, we should separate something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, this is holy. And by doing that, we are taking ourselves, we're taking our neshamas, and making something special happen through the work, meaning through the desire of the soul, through the desire of the neshama. So that most human aspect is part of our life, and devoting that aspect of ratzon, that aspect of human desire, that aspect of human energy, and saying that and some of my even material life is Hashem's. And by that, we're taking our neshamas to a higher place. Yikoli truma, we're taking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we are joining with Him, using that ratzon to reach Him.